Test 73, Section 3, Question 17. Here we're looking to weaken the argument. And there's been a positive correlation between the amount of soot in the atmosphere of cities and the frequency of certain ailment. So basically, you have correlation between soot and this ailment. However, the soot itself probably does not cause this ailment. So the soot doesn't cause it. Since the cities where the large amounts of soot is in the air, there are usually also high concentrations of many other pollutants. So it's saying it's probably not the soot because there's a lot of other things. Now, we want to weaken that and have something that says, actually, it is the soot that is doing it. So in cities where there's high concentration of many air pollutants, but little, if any, soot, the frequency of the ailment is just as high on average as it is. Well, that, if anything, would strengthen it, because that's going to say it is probably one of the others and not the soot. If the ailment rarely occurs, except in cities where there are large amounts of soot, then soot is probably the cause. Well, but we don't know that it rarely occurs in cities where there are, except where it's large amounts. It could be that it's common, it's just more common in the ones where there is a lot. In each of the cities where the large amounts of soot is in the air, but little other air pollution, the frequency of the ailment is at least as high as it is anywhere else. Well, that would weaken it, because that's saying if you have soot without other air pollutants, you still have the same the highest frequency, and that suggests that it is actually the soot. So that would weaken the argument, and is a good answer. D, if high concentrations of many different pollutants are in the air are correlated with high frequency of the ailment, it's possible that two or more of these causally contribute. That doesn't really say whether or not soot does. And then in cities where there are high concentrations of many pollutants, there are also generally high concentrations of other forms of pollution that are likely to causally contribute. That, if anything, would strengthen the idea that it's not the soot. And so therefore C is the only one that really weakens, because that says when you have soot without other things, you still have that disease. And so it does suggest that soot is the culprit.